guest before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And, of course, don't forget that we offer a free newsletter every week with some tips and tricks and some ideas of what's going on our radio and television shows, our newspaper columns, all the information that we try to compile on a weekly basis. And, my goodness, do we compile some data in a week.
Yeah,
lots of stuff
goes on.
Radio show, television show, newspaper column every week.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
So if you want a window to all that, just sign up at the datadoctors.com website. You'll see all kinds of options for you to subscribe to our newsletter. No spam. No advertisements, no nothing. It's just us communicating with you.
And we're just about to upgrade that newsletter engine thing there, so it's going to make it even easier for you to subscribe and unsubscribe. And
it's going to look really cool.
You're going to get a cool facelift on it, so it'll be easier to read and be easier to squish those long URLs that we're starting to get into links that you can click a lot easier. So that's coming very, very soon within the next week or so.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Let's talk to Ray. Now, this is something I have not, we've not really ever taken a Pocket PC question, have we?
I don't think we've taken a question, but we talked about him a little bit. So, shoot, Ray, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Well, by golly, here we go, guys.
All right.
Okay, it's a two-piece question.
Okay.
I have a Dell Axum with it, and one of the programs I have installed is a picture viewer.
Uh-huh.
And, you just download the pictures into the palm top.
What kind of pictures, Ray?
Bitmap.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I didn't mean that. I mean, what kind of pictures?
He meant adult content pictures or...
No. Family photos.
Family photos.
All right, so you have a pocket... By the way, folks, he's talking about a little handheld device, the Palms, the Pocket PC. Pocket PC refers to something that's running a little miniaturized version of Windows.
Well, he said Palm Top, and then he said Pocket PC, so which one are we talking about?
It's a Pocket PC. Pocket PC.
And it would become a two-part question if you threw it on the ground really hard.
Yes.
Okay.
Some of these don't view, some do.
Yes.
That's the first part. Help me get them to view. Secondly is, those that I cannot view, I cannot delete.
Ooh,
that's kind of strange. Now, you're getting these onto the Pocket PC.
How?
By transmitting them wirelessly, sticking a card in there, or through the PC, through the interface, or how are you getting them on there?
Yeah, through the interface.
Now, are these bitmaps that you created?
Yeah, I scanned these way before I got the Target PC, but they are bitmap files, yes.
Okay. Is that the only file format that it works with?
JPEG.
Okay, what I would suggest you do is, bitmaps are huge. I mean, they're monstrous.
Huge!
So you may be running into a memory problem because the file's too big, and because it's too big, it can't even delete it because it doesn't have the ability to cache it up to be able to delete. I mean, there's all kinds of issues there. So what I'd do is, anything you're going to put your Pocket PC for a couple of reasons, including storage, convert them to JPEG first.
And if you need a little free file converter, that webattack.com website we talk about all the time, they've got all kinds of converters there, free utilities to convert from bitmap to JPEG very simply.
And bitmap is BMP for those of you keeping score. JPEG is generally JPG. Those are the file extensions, so you know what kind of file they are. Much, much smaller file, JPEGs.
Okay, then to eliminate these big bitmaps, should I just do a big fat reset and everything?
You can certainly do that. I don't know what kind of sync software you have, whether you can reach into the Pocket PC from your regular PC to try to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, depending on if you're using the regular Active Sync in your control panel, you should have access to the Pocket PCs where it stores the files and things, so you can try deleting from the PC side instead of from the Pocket PC side.
Oh, I tried that in ActiveSync. I've tried that.
Yes.
For some reason, it just says. Yeah.
Then your best bet is that hard reset that kind of forces you to reset a few settings. Make sure you do a good sync before, so you've got all the information you care about on your PC, and then go ahead and go through that process probably.
Hey, very good, gentlemen. You guys did good.
All right, Ray.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thanks.
Bye-bye.
What kind of pictures, Ray?
I like when they rate us on how we do to help them.
Well, that's good.
I want to have a star system or something.
Instant feedback. That was a 7.5.
Something like that.
Do we have time?
About 1:10.
Doggone it. Jamie and Steve, hang tight. If the war coverage goes long, we'll take you off the air. Folks, we're going to be here anyway, so...
This may or may not be the end of the Computer Corner. We won't really know until we come back or don't.
It won't be the end, I guarantee you.
It'll be the end for today. We never know.
602-277-5827. Go ahead and dial up if you have a question. We're here. We'll go ahead and see if we can answer as many calls off the air as we possibly can. So if you don't mind holding, we'll do the best we can.
And if it is the end of the Computer Corner for today, then We'll see you next week right here, same place, same time. If not, then we'll catch you on the other side of the Pentagon update that we're going to get just in a few moments live, maybe. See you, folks.
And don't forget, 4 o'clock on Cox Channel 9, it's our television show, Technophobia, where we try to explain technology with the aid of pictures. I think they do that on TV, right?
They absolutely do that.
And as you watch us, you'll figure out that we haven't quite figured out the difference between radio and television yet, but we're working on it.
Now, we're not going to sign off and say goodbye as we normally do, because we're hoping we come back, but of course, now we're going to go to our top of the hour news, and after that, somewhere around the 11 o'clock hour, we're going to have the Pentagon briefing, so hopefully we'll be back.
So we'll answer a few emails and questions off the air, and hopefully we'll see you, and if not, we'll see you next week. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, hopefully back after the news. Hello.